it with you. I really think that we could make it, baby. You know that dreams, they're for those who sleep. Life, it's for us to keep. And if I chose the one I'd like to help me through, I'd like to make it with you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A haze is covering a large portion of the upper Midwest as smoke from wildfires burning thousands of acres in Manitoba, Canada, blows south. Thousands in Manitoba have had to evacuate. John Messer lives in Iron Mountain, Michigan.
My wife has asthma, and it was pretty easy for her to tell that the smoke was an issue because she was having trouble breathing and congestion with the lungs. I had a little bit.
Dr. Mahan Han is a pulmonologist at University of Michigan Health and says the smoke can release pollutants into the air.
Those are really small bits of dust with other sort of nasty chemicals that get into the air. We breathe them in, and they can cause damage to our lungs and cardiovascular system.
Still a lot of tornadic activity in the south. In Kentucky, a man was killed by one that barreled through yesterday. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino from Washington County.
It was very traumatic for the whole family.
Malin Gerard says he's the pastor at this family's church.
Tornado hit and they were flying, I don't know.
Among them, the family's three-year-old daughter. Gerard says she was found alone, crying under a tree. She's now being treated at UK Hospital for her injuries.
It was actually a child sleeping in the bed when it happened.
As talks between the U.S. and Iran toward a new nuclear reduction plan press forward, the U.N.'s International Atomic Energy Agency says the Islamic Republic has actually increased its efforts of uranium enrichment, going as high as 60%, and 90% is considered weapons grade. Our Margaret Brennan just filed this.
Israel's prime minister, who has long favored military action against Tehran, said the document was proof of intent to create a nuclear weapons program. Iranian state media dismissed it all as politically motivated. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister said he was still reviewing details of the latest Trump administration proposal to broker a diplomatic agreement about nuclear development. Margaret Brennan, CBS News, Washington.
A salmonella outbreak linked to tainted cucumbers is expanding.
The CDC reports nearly four dozen people in 18 states have gotten sick now. At least 16 had to be hospitalized after eating the cucumbers produced by Florida-based Bednar Growers and distributed by Fresh Start Produce Sales. The outbreak includes reports of illness from people aboard six different cruise ships that departed from U.S. ports between late March and mid-April. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
The FDA has approved a new COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna, but with limits on who can use it. It's for all adults 65 and older, and for people aged 12 to 64 who are at higher risk. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
The Atlantic hurricane season starts tomorrow. WWL's Dave Cohen says those along the Gulf and East coasts could see more storms than usual.
National forecasters came to New Orleans ahead of this season that marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina to reassure residents that federal budget cuts will not impact their tracking hurricanes, issuing life-saving information, and producing the most accurate forecasts ever.
So we're ready here at NOAA. Are you?
Weather Service Director Ken Graham urged everyone to prepare for an above-average level of tropical activity this season, with rising sea surface temps and little wind shear expected. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Actor Valerie Mahaffey is dead at age 71 after battling cancer. Her stage, film, and television work ranged from Shakespeare to the hit 1990s TV series Northern Exposure. She also had roles in Young Sheldon and Desperate Housewives and appeared in the movie Sully with Tom Hanks. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And hazy sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s to 70. And warming to the upper 70s to 80 Monday with sun. A chance of showers and storms on Tuesday. Currently 57 degrees.
Now. Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
By Locke, throwing to Payne along the near sideline, makes the catch, slips a tackle, Payne loose, down the sideline, feel the pain, touchdown, Raiders!
The Racine Raiders Broadcast Network, now on Home Team Network, and back on WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM.
Locke gives to Banco. Banco up the middle, into the end zone. Touchdown, Raiders!
Racine Raiders football is brought to you by Active Body Fitness, personal and small group fitness training, Anton Painting and Decorating. Transform your home. Domino's Pizza. Try their Parmesan Stuffed Crust Pizza today. Educators Credit Union. Achieving more together. Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty. Where strong Wisconsin roots unlock the home you've been dreaming of. Our Harmony Club. Enriching lives. Easing care. Creating connections. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Senior Helpers of Racine and Kenosha, senior care only better. Time and Again Music and More, Sturtevant's vinyl destination. Woodman's Food Markets, low prices every aisle, every day.
The Racine Raiders,
now, here's the Racine Raiders broadcast team with tonight's game.
Good evening from the Hawk in Farmington Hills, Michigan, the Farmington Hills Community Center, as we have a huge national matchup here for you tonight as the Detroit Ravens host the Racine Raiders. Raiders riding a 31-game winning streak into this one, looking to extend it. The Ravens were in a similar situation last year, and they had their winning streak ended by the Motor City Rams, and they're not looking to be part of Racine Raiders history here tonight. I'm Don Wadowitz, joined by Emlyn Thomas, as we welcome you into our comfy spot here in the Hawk press box. And Emlyn, promises to be a good game. It's quite honestly one I would have liked to have seen maybe a couple of weeks ago from an attrition standpoint for the Raiders, as the Raiders have suffered some key injuries. They have had three straight battles, very physical contests, and that has taken some toll on Racine. Meanwhile, Detroit, they have kind of been able to ease into the season with the equivalency of a preseason with kind of the opponents that they've played. Some of it not by any fault of their own. They've had to try and fill games late after a couple of teams folded and those sorts of things. But they're coming into this one a lot more healthy than Racine, although less battle-tested, perhaps.
They played some cupcakes for sure, Don. This is a team that's come in, and they have not played any of their conference schedule yet, as we've come across their They're playing teams, first-year teams, squads that are completely overmatched. When you look at this team, when you look at this stadium, this is kind of like looking at a mirror image of the Raiders. This is a very comparable stadium to historic Horlick Athletic Field. We've been on some rough surfaces, that tank field in Monroe, Michigan, that looked like it had just been freshly plowed. And that actually caused, I think, some injuries for the Raiders that they walked away from gimpily. So now you've got a situation where you've got two powerhouses. This, for me, this is a really big thrill because for as long as I've been a spectator at Raiders games, this is the game everybody has always talked about seeing. These are two Midwestern powerhouses, really two national powerhouses at this level that have not played in years. And now you get a chance to see the two of them matched up, both of them coming in with 4-0 records. And as you said, the Raiders have played some tough games. They may have found some things out about themselves, what they are, what they're not. But this will be an opportunity for them to go for number 32 tonight against an experienced veteran team that still got to be smarting from that loss in the playoffs last year in the PFA.
Getting word from Jeremy Wasserick, the troubles for Racine continue. So tonight, without Joe Garcia, without Justin Benko, without J.D. Hardy, and now we're also hearing from the sideline, Corey Dalton, who is scheduled to start tonight, is also a scratch tonight. So that really, really hurts this Racine Raiders defensive backfield, and this is a Detroit Ravens team that is really pass first to try and just enough run to keep you honest. So that will be an interesting piece of the puzzle here tonight, and want to give a shout out to everybody that is watching us at the official viewing party at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. Glad to be bringing you this game, and also want to give a shout out to Mama Zim. Mama Zim on a plane sent me a picture watching on the plane. Paid a little extra for that Wi-Fi on the plane to be able to tune into our broadcast. Sent me a nice little picture of her setup there. So thanks for checking in, Mama Zim. And we're hoping for a really great game here tonight. There's a lot of attention on this game. Quite honestly, one that when you look at when the schedule was being put together, Raiders knew because the Bills traveled last year. You're traveling to Detroit to play the Bills, right? Mm-hmm. Raiders knew that Motor City traveled last year. You're traveling to play Motor City. Flag City, they traveled last year to Racine. You knew you were going to go play Flag City. So when the schedule was starting to be formed, I quite honestly thought this game to give Racine a break of not having to come out here three times would be the game that would be in Racine, because the last time these teams played, it's been nearly a decade. That game was in Racine, but it was a national tournament game. The only time these two teams have played as league opponents, the last time was in Detroit at one of the Ford High Schools, and that was the first time and the only time, the closest I've ever come to swearing on air. There was a gunshot right behind the press box. Everybody in the press box was down. We just ducked down because it was within a few hundred feet of us and just really scared the bejeebies out of me. So that was the last time that Racine traveled out here. That was a 7-6 game. That was a really good defensive battle. Also, getting from the sidelines, another rough one. Again, was scheduled to start, but no Cordero Williams tonight. He was kind of a questionable piece and not able to go. And so now you're looking at that Raiders defensive line. I wonder if we're going to see some Brandon Immel over there, though he's a starter on the offensive line now, does play some defensive line. But that offensive line, we're without Aubrey Anderson here tonight, a couple of other folks that aren't here tonight. So the Raiders coming into this game against the Ravens are really coming in a little bit undermanned, so it's going to be very important. This offense last year, they took a few weeks to get going, and it clicked about this time in the season. And this year, they need it to click here tonight to be able to help the defense out a little bit.
Well, this is a different team they're playing tonight, and they've done, I understand the coaching staff's philosophy. I mean, the first game of the season against the Tennessee Hornets, they played 9 different running backs. You can't afford to do that tonight. And I understand getting guys playing time. And maybe in a way, this may be a little bit of some luck for the Raiders and some good fortune in that the injuries are forcing them to play more people longer periods of time. So you may not see the rotations that you've seen. I think Zim has played all over the offensive line. I think he's logged plays at all five different offensive line positions. He's slated to start tonight at left guard. I think guard's his natural position. Just put him in there, leave this line together, and let's see Aaron get a few carries tonight. I'd like to see him get the ball and grind a little bit and see if we can get back to what we saw in that first game where they were just blowing the team off the line of scrimmage. Now, conversely, I think it's interesting for me when I look at the stats for the Detroit Ravens, and you alluded to it, Don, they're a pass-first team. 9 touchdowns through the air, 1 touchdown on the ground. If you come in and you try and play one-dimensional, I don't care who's in that defensive backfield. With the defensive ends, now taking Cordero Williams out of the mix at the tackle spot and getting that pressure up the front's going to hurt the Raiders, but be able to get somebody that's throwing the ball that much, you're going to have some problems if you're the Ravens because you're going to end up putting the ball in the air where you don't want it to be.
And the Ravens won the opening coin toss. They deferred to the second half, meaning Racine's offense will be out there first tonight. So we will see if that offense can get things figured out. But also a lot of focus has been put on the Racine offense, but also the defense last year was so opportunistic. And we haven't necessarily seen the turnovers out of the defense this year as much. And so for them, I think that'll be an important thing as well, because the offense started to click because the defense was giving them short fields, mm-hmm. giving them short fields to get their kind of timing worked out and issues worked out. And then that led to confidence and scoring. And so that's another piece of the puzzle here for Racine tonight, to be able to take down this Detroit Ravens team, because Racine's coming in on a 31-game winning streak. But if you talk to around social media around the country, even within the PFA, nobody's given Racine a shot in this game.
First time they've been underdogs in a long, long time. Although I have seen some of the comments on social media, people acting like this is going to be a high-scoring affair. If we walked out of here 7-6, like the GDFL championship game, it wouldn't surprise me. Both of these defensive teams are really, really good. The Raiders put a lot of pressure on. You got a big quarterback. I mean, this fella is, his height is not listed officially on the program. He's got to be 6'2", 6'3", probably. He's listed at 240 pounds. That's a big quarterback. The Michigan Bills started a guy 5'11", 180. He didn't make it past halftime against the Raiders. So now you got a big quarterback. If he thinks he can stand in there and take this, there's going to be some guys like Gary Young Jr., Anton Graham, Nico Lemke just licking their chops to get a shot at him. And you get a quarterback under pressure, one of two things is going to happen. He's going to get sacked, or he's going to put the ball up in the air. And is for all of the injuries that the Raiders have in the defensive backfield, Channing Schultz is still back there. And while he's playing a different position tonight as a strong safety in place of J.D. Hardy, he's a guy that can get balls in his hands and create those turnovers and get the short field. And if you really dive into the Raiders' offense, they haven't had a lot of long fields to work with this season. The one time they did, they took it 93 yards and a very methodical, executed, well-organized drive, and they ended up scoring on that one.
Apparently, the Corey Dalton situation, I want to thank Jeremy Wozrick, our social media person on the sideline, reporting back up to us. Travel issue. So Corey is on his way and will be here. So that's good news. Also good news, Nico Lemke was questionable due to a work commitment. He is down there. So that is huge for that defensive line. Having lost Cordero Thomas, they can, Cordero Williams, they can move maybe Hagans back inside again, and then go with those two UW Whitewater alums on the outside, and Anton Graham and Nico Lemke to give them some speed rushing on the end. And maybe not that Webster runs a lot, but some containment. But yeah, Webster is a grown man. He's played football for a long time at this level. He has been very good for a long time, very similar to Uno Andre Locke, and they have both been around the block a lot. And so I know for the two of them, this has to be a big opportunity to be able to battle one another as the starting quarterbacks of two historic franchises.
Yeah, and I think the other thing we haven't talked about, we talked about offense and defense. There's a third phase to this game. Corey Dalton gives you that on some returns. He and Will Norwood back deep on returns are exceptional, exciting players that are dynamic, that can change the course of a game. And as we know, the Raiders won a national title last year on a return by Joe Garcia that was their only scoring opportunity in that game. And that's the one thing that they've been very good on special teams this year. They haven't been super special. And I've heard Coach Kennedy talk about, you've got to win two of the three phases of the game. if they can't win on offense, if they can win on defense and they can win on special teams, we may be talking about win number 32 tonight.
Both teams, by the way, very good kickers. In case you had a question, last week we saw essentially it's been great because Brady Wodak has been able to focus on punting this year. Last week he got called into action as the kicker, was responsible for 9 of the Raiders' 11 points in that game, was a big reason the Raiders won that game in the absence of Mike Peralta, who had a commitment. You also have for the Ravens, Philip Shaver, and he looks like a Janikowski type of kicker out there. You look at the form and you kind of go, really? But then this guy was booting them from 50 out here in pregame. So you have two very good kickers in this game. So you're not going to have that situation where one of these teams, knock on wood, is going to be forced to go for two a whole lot. The kicking game is going to be a good one in this one. These teams match up, I mean, just strong, as you would expect for teams that are as good and have been good for as long as the two of these teams have been. They have playmakers at every single position. So we should be in for a treat here tonight, and we will see what tonight brings us, as Detroit is going to be in their black jerseys. For those of you listening to the audio only on WRJN, with very wonderful, wonderful white numbers, very big numbers. So thankful. Finally, a team that gets it. And then the Raiders will be in their white jerseys with their black numbers, wearing the black pants tonight, and of course the silver helmet. And kicking off, taking care of the kickoff duties, will be AJ Smith for the Ravens and Jordan Payne back deep for Racine, as we're about ready to get this one underway here historic Orlick Field. Yeah, it's like Emlyn said, very similar facilities at the Hawk here in Farmington Hills. And Almont with the kick. It is a short kick. It's going to go to Woodland at the 16-yard line. Woodland, a little bit of a lane. He'll be upended as he dives across the 30, up to the 31-yard line, picks up 15. They'll actually give him credit to the 32, it looks like, for 16. Not bad starting field position for Racine here as we get things underway. First drive of the game.
And here's a good chance for Racine. You're right, good starting field position, Don, and a chance for them to come out and put some points on the board and kind of enforce their will from the get-go. Love to see the running game. We saw in the pregame warm-up something a little unusual for them this season. We saw Locke under center taking the snap directly, and that could be an interesting development for them too, as that opens up a different set of plays for them and certainly is an aid to the running game.
Raiders come out with trips to the left. Locke has Heron to his left. Dylan Flores, the tight end, on the right side. Screen pass to Revolinski, and Revolinski not able to get out of an ankle tackle of Devon Clark, and he'll get a couple of yards to the 34-yard line. He'll bring up a second down and 8 for Racine.
Interesting opening, simple pass. It's an extension of your running game. Get it to Bubba outside, and he has done very well breaking tackles, as we saw in that stiff arm for the touchdown a couple of games back.
That video that Jeremy Wozrick took is insane. It's 350,000 views, something along those lines, still getting views. You can go to the Raiders Facebook page and see that. It was a tremendous video he got. Two receivers to the right, one off to the left. Locke looking downfield. Locke with time. Pocket breaks down. Heron wide open. Makes the catch at midfield, and Heron is pushed out of bounds at the 47-yard line by Jose Morris. It'll be a first down for Racine as they end up picking up 19.
That is a matchup that I'd love to see continue for the rest of the game. You got a 60-pound advantage Heron's got over a corner like that. You get him an open field, just let him hurt somebody. Let him pound them, and the fourth quarter comes, they're not going to want to tackle.
And that almost led to a touchdown on the opening drive last week before Heron fumbled, and then the Raiders had to settle for the field goal try and couldn't connect. Locke looking to pass again. Pocket breaks down. Locke is going to run, and Locke will get what he can. Dives inside the 45 down to the 43, and we have a flag on the play.
Looks like it was with the side judge right at the line of scrimmage. Although their coaching staff seems frustrated.
So a sideline warning has been issued against the Ravens. That is what the flag was. Racine will pick up 2 on the play, and it'll be a second down and 8 on the run by Locke.
They're going to muddle huddle here again, not going into a traditional huddle, just going to call the plays in line to keep the pressure on them.
Raiders at the 44-yard line of the Detroit Ravens. Opening drive of the game, about a minute 45 gone here. Trips just off the line on the right side. Woodland in single coverage to the left. Locke looks that way. Pocket breaks down. He throws for Revelinski, and it's a little bit high. Revelinski tries to haul it in with one arm but can't. Coverage being provided out there by Demetrius Jester Jr., and they'll bring up now a third down and 8 for Racine.
Well, that was some guts there from Andre Locke. He saw the blitz coming. They came with even more than that. They were rushing 7 on that play, and he just stayed in the pocket, rolled a little bit to the right, didn't panic, got the ball out. No loss on the play, had a shot. Maybe he makes a connection there, maybe he doesn't, but at least it's not a negative play.
Payne will break out to the left with Woodland and Revelinski. Heron will be to the right of Locke on a third down and 8 from the 44-yard line of the Ravens. Handoff goes to Heron on the counter. Heron with the lane, the first down inside the 35. He'll be taken down at the 33-yard line as he picks up 14. They'll make it the 32, a pickup of 15, and a first down for Racine.
When the throttle's on, they're right back up to the line again. You get Heron 15 touches in this ball game, he's going to get you some positive yards.
12 and a half to go here in our opening quarter. Opening drive of the game for Racine. First and 10 at the 32 of the Detroit Ravens. Single wideouts each way. Locke looking to pass. Steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. Locke inside the 25. Whip down right at the 25. He'll pick up 7. They'll actually give him down to the 24. So nearly a pickup of 8, almost 9, to bring up a second down and 2 as we take a look at our Educators Credit Union replay here.
Uno is not dancing around. He is tucking the ball and going on this play. Nobody's open, and then he just takes off, and there's no hesitation. And you can see this game means something tonight. We're not dancing around.
Two backs in the backfield. One of them's Revelinski standing to the left of Locke. Heron standing behind Locke. Payne out wide to the left, two receivers that way. Safety help Cheatin. Now Flores in motion. Handoff goes to Heron. Heron off right tackle. Heron the first down inside the 20, and Heron dives down to the 15-yard line, picks up 9, and Racine moves the chains again. A good-looking opening drive so far. They'll have a first and 10 at the Ravens. They'll say 15-yard line now.
Heron is one of three that they love inside the tackles as a running back. He's great at it. Sean White's back tonight. And Tom Benko is like a razor cutting in there. But you saw him chop those feet up, move around. Are we going to see Uno under center here? Nope, he's going to check back into the shotgun.
Revelinski and Woodland off to the right side. You have Payne and Flores to the left. Heron off the left hip of Locke. 4 minutes gone on this opening drive of the game for Racine. First and 10 at the Detroit 15. Locke looking to pass. Pocket breaks down. Locke rolling out. Locke is going to run towards the far sideline. Steps out of bounds at the 10-yard line. He'll get half the distance he needs for a first down, and he'll bring up a second down and 5.
This is where the Raiders have struggled a little bit inside this Anton Painting and Decorating red zone. They've cut themselves a few times and stumbled here and had nice drives end, but tonight looks a little bit different. There's an intensity of the team that we haven't seen in a while.
Well, and Locke, if it's not there, he's just taken off, and that's something we have not seen from him yet this year. And now we are going to have a timeout taken. It will be a Ravens timeout as they want to talk about things with the Raiders moving the ball on this opening drive. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkel, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
This broadcast is copyrighted by the Racine Raiders Football Club, Inc. For the private use of our audience, any other use of this broadcast or any pictures, descriptions, or accounts of the game without the consent of the Racine Raiders Football Club Board of Directors is prohibited. Racine comes out of the timeout, and they will have two receivers each way for Locke. Heron's still in there. He'll be to the right of Locke. Jayshon Foster in there for the first time. He's on the far numbers at the 10-yard line. Locke takes, fakes the handoff, throwing for Foster. Foster tries to go up with one hand and can't come down with it. It'll bring up a third and goal from the 5, trying to use the height advantage that Foster has over there, but he's going up against Juan Banks Sr. and not as much of a height advantage as you often see with Foster against a defender.
No, but he's still 6'6", and he's 225 pounds. He is a big lad out there, and he's got a 6-inch advantage there, so he's going to use that for what it's worth. You'll notice they are playing really tight press coverage all across with single high safety. They're matching up man for man. This is a case where I would look for somebody like the left side this time. You've got Dylan Flores, and you've got Jordan Payne matched up man on man. Payne's a big body down there.
D1 athlete from Alcorn State. Locke hands it off to Heron, but there's disruption in the backfield. Diving in there first, look to be Delvon Wells. It's going to be no gain. They'll bring up fourth down for Racine, and they're going to send out the kicking unit. Looks like, despite Peralta being here, they are going to... Oh, no, he is out there. Okay. That is Wodak out to hold. He got hidden behind Wodak for a moment.
A little bit. Tip of the cap last week to Ian Gaines, too, who did a great job filling in as the holder. Wodak is normally the holder as he's out there tonight. So Schick was snapping to a different person, and you don't see a tight end taking that too often.
26-yard field goal attempt for Racine, trying to capitalize on the opening drive, and no, pushed it to the right, no good. And the Raiders have a wonderful drive, and they cannot capitalize on the opening drive of the game. Back-to-back weeks, no score, 9:45 to play in the first quarter. That one hurts after such a nice drive there, Emlyn.
This has been an epidemic for them this season. They're moving the ball between the 20s, and then they struggle when they get inside the red zone. I think they've got to look at a lot of different things, but maybe the spread formation, they need to tighten up and go with some tight ends. They've got a big guy in Gaines that's 265 pounds at tight end. You'd like to see him in the lineup to give you that extra offensive lineman or another big body inside the red zone.
Let's see this Ravens vaunted offense. Often puts up 50-plus points a game. Webster with a back to his left. Webster looking to pass the middle of the field, and he's able to connect with A.J. Smith, and Smith will have the first down up across to the 25-yard line, picks up 15. They'll make it the 26, a gain of 16 in the first down.
This will be the best passing team the Raiders have seen in quite some time. There is one defect I think their quarterback has. As big as he is and as strong as he is, you'll see him drop that arm and almost sidearm it, and the Raiders are great, especially their defensive ends, at tipping the ball in situations like that.
Thomas Burton in there at corner for Racine on the near side of the field as Webster is going to hand it off for the first time, and not much running room there as Maddox tries to go right into the heart of that line, and with the club on his hand, that was Alvin Turner that denied him as we take a look at the ECU replay.
When you talk about a middle linebacker that sat on the bench last year behind probably, if not the, certainly one of the top linebackers in the country, and Gary Young Jr., who's now playing at the outside linebacker position and will be stuck there quite a bit now with Justin Benko's injury. But Alvin Turner is a great player in his own right, and you've got him playing at a high level that Raiders defense isn't going to give up a whole lot of rushing yards.
Hannah Brown over to the left side, right side. Now Hannah in motion, slot over to the left, giving him twin receivers each way for Webster. Webster, a screen pass to Brown. Brown with a blocker, nearly loses his balance, gets it back, but isn't going to get anywhere, as coming in for Racine was Anton Graham along with Thomas Burton. They'll give him a gain of a yard. It'll be a third down and 9.
Here comes Nico Lemke in the game on third down and long. But, boy, what a great play by Thomas Burton. He saw it. He read the play. He realized that he was going to get blocked, and he took the fight to the blocker and forced that receiver to have to dance around behind his blocker, gave his teammates a chance to get over close to him. And now we're going to see some changes in the defensive line for him. Graham moves into tackle. We'll see him playing there next to Nico Lemke for some speed on the left side of that defensive line.
They will stack three receivers just off the line on the right side. Single coverage to the far side of the field for Webster. And we have a false start. That's going to be Jalen Neal, the right tackle, looked to get off to an early start, and that'll push him back five more yards and make this a third down and 13 for the Detroit Ravens.
Got a couple of new players checking in for the Raiders. Carter Mayer's going to check in at one defensive end. Higgins will move into a defensive tackle. So this is their NHL speed line that they've got in there right now.
Because they also have Graham on the inside as well, yeah. Right next to Lemke, the two UW-Whitewater alums.
Yeah, four defensive ends on the field, and you see playing the left outside linebacker position is Stephon Chapman, a 190-pound defensive back, to get even more speed on the field.
Twin receivers each way. Webster with time, scanning, throwing. Webster throws short of the first down, and they're not going to get it as he's able to connect with his receiver, A.J. Smith, but it's going to leave him a little bit short. See what they decide to do here. They got 10. It's a fourth and three, and it looks like the punting unit's coming out.
Boy, I think their last couple of games, there would have been no question in anybody's mind the Ravens were going to go for it, but they realized what a team they're against with the Raiders, and you can't take fourth and two for granted with a team that plays the run this well. A
lot of confusion on the Raiders' part. Norwood and Payne run out late. Do they have enough out there? And Racine's going to have to take a timeout, because I don't think they thought that the Ravens were going to go and punt in this situation, but they lined up to do so. So Racine takes their first timeout. Both teams have used a timeout. We'll step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
We're back, and the Ravens are ready to punt. We're going to show you our active body fitness trivia question after the punt. Payne and Norwood back for Racine. Now, Racine can't jump here, and they do a good job of not doing so. A.J. Smith, line of scrimmage. The punt is going to drive Payne back. He's going to pick it up at the 11, and Payne just falls on it there, and it's going to end up being a very good punt, and Racine will have first and 10, but deep in their own territory. Take a look at our trivia question with Alumni Night coming up next week from Active Body Fitness on Lathrop Avenue. How many individuals are members of the Racine Raiders Hall of Fame? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. Don Wadowitz and Emlyn Thomas here at the Hawk in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Raiders on their second drive of the game with 6:22 to play in the first quarter. We have no score. Twin wideouts each way. Locke in the shotgun with the back to his left. Locke gives to Heron. Heron takes it right up the middle. 3-4 black jerseys jump on him. He'll pick up a couple of yards, make it three, and it'll bring up a second and 7 for Racine.
Small gain, but I think this is a good idea in the play calling by offensive coordinator Jeff Schick. Keep them guessing, keep the offense moving, keep those gains grinding, and let this offensive line wear down their defenders.
You have Flores and Payne off to the left side, Woodland over to the right side for Locke. Revelinski is just off the line on the left side. Locke looking to pass. Pocket breaks down. Locke is hit from behind, taken down at the 13. He's sacked. And coming in there, I believe, is Cortez Tipton with the sack. And the Raiders will be behind the chains now, behind the sticks, inside their 10 at their 8-yard line. And it'll bring up a third down and 13.
Tipton's a little undersized as a defensive end at only 220 pounds. But his 6'4" frame, he's got some long arms, was just able to reach around and grab Andre Locke, and that's the first negative play for the Raiders tonight. They've got to stay out of these kind of situations.
Two receivers right, one off to the left. That's Woodland. Safety help cheating over to the near side of the field. Locke throwing. His receiver falls. Well, actually, he ended up going for Payne along the sideline. It's incomplete, and it's going to bring up a fourth down, and that will bring out Brady Wodak to punt.
Wodak has been a weapon these past couple of years for the Raiders in the punting game. That was a shame. Jordan Payne was right at the first down marker, and he would have had a first down for them. He looked really, really quick in pregame warmups. He looked faster than he has all season as they were getting tuned up for the game tonight.
Wodak will be standing in his own end zone. Morris waiting this punt. Morris, two kick returns this year, one of them for a touchdown. So he's a dangerous returner, standing middle of the field on the 50-yard line awaiting this Wodak punt as Wodak counts everybody up and the Raiders short a couple of folks. And Gaines coming out there late to take a spot.
Boy, it's odd not to see number two back there. Justin Benko is the personal protector. He's been doing that for a very, very long time for this Raiders team.
That ball on the ground. Wodak, a good job at getting it off. It's going to hit at the 48. Take a big Raiders bounce. Morris chases it down at the 32. Heads to the far sideline. He's going to be taken down by Revelinsky at the 35-yard line. So it'll end up being a really nice punt for Wodak. I believe his season long, it'll go down at least 52 yards. His previous long this year had been 51. We've seen 70-yarders from him in the past.
That was great punt and really, really good coverage by the Raiders on that punt coverage team. Bubba getting down there, making it happen in two phases of the game tonight for the team from Wisconsin.
We have no score. Racine Raiders, Detroit Ravens, highly anticipated national matchup here tonight in Farmington Hills, Michigan. It'll be first and 10 for the Ravens on their second drive at their own 35-yard line. Antonio Dundy in there at the defensive tackle position now for Racine. Two receivers right, one off to the left. Handoff. Give off to Bradley Mitchell, and Mitchell finds a lane and gets pushed down near the first down, going to be just short of it. Gain of 9. Nope, they're going to say he has enough. First and 10 for... Nope, second and one, apparently.
Second and one, second and a foot, it looks like. Good gain for the diminutive running back. Bradley Mitchell only checks in at 5'6" and 175 pounds. We're going to see Alvin Turner come back in, and that, I think, is going to put an end to the running game for them. Looks like Cameron Hall is sliding over to defensive end from the linebacker position.
I should have watched the referee, stayed with watching what he was saying. It is indeed a first down. They're giving him enough here. Three receivers to the right. They fake the screen pass, going middle of the field, and that ball caught the receiver, Jenkins. Jenkins taken down, but he'll have a first down into Raiders territory, as it looks like that'll be at the 33-yard line of Racine. A nice pickup on that one of about 22 yards.
Yeah, nice head fake by the quarterback. You see him pump a little bit, turn his shoulders, and that moved Alvin Turner over just a little bit to the left. Gave him a clear alley for that throw, and this is the best passing team we've seen in quite some time.
Yeah, Torrance Webster, 67% completion percentage coming in, 13 TDs, just one interception. He protects the football. They get it out quickly, too. That's one of the more developing plays you're going to see from him. Fakes a handoff, throwing middle. A.J. Smith with the catch, splits the defenders, stays on his feet, and touchdown, Ravens. 34 yards from Webster to Smith, and they're on the board first here in this one with 3:03 to play as... The Raiders didn't try to wrap them up in the defensive backfield, just tried to give them a shove, as you'll take a look at that, and ends up going for 6.
Yeah, I'm sure that Pete Dietz will have some conversations about wrapping up after that, the Raiders defensive coordinator. But, boy, you're right, Don. Quick toss for them. Quick play fake off an RPO and then just slice that receiver coming across on a quick slant and 7.
Three plays on that one, and the kick is up, and it is good. And the Ravens take a 7-0 lead over Racine. 3:03 to play in our opening quarter. We're going to step away for 30. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Ravens move down the field and three plays go 65 yards and get the touchdown, the first score of this game. They take a 7-0 lead. Racine had an opportunity. They had a nice opening drive, couldn't capitalize. Field goal went wide just to the right. As A.J. Smith out there to kick off, Racine could use a nice return here. A little bit longer of a kick. Norwood goes back. He touches it at the three. He could have kept it in. He's going to bring it out, and Norwood is going to get dropped at the five-yard line, and it'll bring up a first and 10 for Racine there. As that, a bit of a mental error, as just because you touch it, momentum of the ball and everything else, you can still take the knee there.
Yeah, a little fear there on Will Norwood's spot. He's a veteran returner. He can't be making those kind of mistakes. This is a team that put 50 on the board with a couple of their games so far, and you can easily see why. That was a quick, easy drive. I don't think we've seen that against the Raiders, anybody be able to do that for quite some time, and they just methodically 1-2-3 and 6 points on the board, and then the extra point. Now they've got a full 7-point lead as the Raiders start out in the shadow of their own end zone.
See if this Raiders offense is... Triplett is in there at running back to the right of Locke. Can find some of that first drive magic again. Two receivers off to the right side. Pitch goes to Triplett. Triplett trying to get outside and no room there. He picks up a couple of yards. See where they give him credit to. Looks like to the 7. So it'll bring up a second down and 8 for Racine.
Well, you see plays like that and you got to wonder if Triplett's lost some of the burst that he had at one time. I know he's been banged up the last couple of years, but there were days of old that he would be able to turn the corner there a little bit quicker. They've got to get something going on. We see some other substitutions checking in now. Gaines is in at tight end. Bibby Davis at one of the wide receivers. Looks like Will Norwood's checked in at the other wide out.
Locke has Triplett to his left. Locke looking to pass. Pressure coming. He's able to get it off to Gaines, and Gaines will pick up a decent amount of yardage before Jester brings him down, they will say, to the 12-yard line. So end up giving him a gain of 5 to bring up a third down and 2.
We see a nice pattern here by Gaines on the replay from Credit Educators Credit Union. He's going to slide across, get caught up in a little bit of garbage there, and he's open, as was Flores was open on the other side too. Rico could have been the intended target there if he'd gone to his left.
Fifth catch of the season for Gaines. He had just 2 a year ago. Three receivers to the left. Gaines the tight end on the right side. Hand off to Triplett. Traffic in the backfield. Triplett trying to get through it, and Triplett will get back to the line of scrimmage, and that is it. And it'll bring up a fourth down for Racine, and they're going to be forced to punt on another 3 and out for the Raiders.
Ouch, that just hurts. And now your defense is right back on the field, and that they do not want to be in a situation where we turn this game into a track meet, because they are just as quick and just as fast as the Raiders are.
Romel Holmes is back inside the Ravens territory at about his 45-yard line, middle of the field, awaiting the Wodak punt as Gaines comes out to take his spot on the far side of the line. Last snap was on the turf, and Wodak did a great job of being able to get it off. This one much better. Wodak, a high kick, but it's a short one this time. It's going to take a Ravens hop, and the Ravens will have it on the Raiders' side of the field at the Racine 36-yard line, as that'll only end up being about a 23-yard punt by Wodak. A little bit of a mishit by Brady there. You don't see that often. Don't know that we saw it at all last year.
No, just a dead ball from him, and good play by Rico Flores to realize that it was only going one direction. And that was bad for the Raiders. He grabbed it quick, ended the play, and gave them no chance to get a return or a bounce that made him an even shorter field for him.
Now can this defense get a rare turnover against this Ravens offense? That might be the question here with the Ravens with the ball at the 37, already almost in Shaver field goal range. Twin wideouts for Webster. He has Maddox off his right hip. In motion is Hannah. They fake it to Hannah, give to Webster. Webster's going to get tied up in the backfield. Making initial contact was Cameron Hall, and then coming in was Gary Young to bring him down back outside the 40 to the 42-yard line, a loss of 5, second and 15.
Cameron Hall's been a good first-year player for the Raiders. They've had a lot of success coming out of him rushing the ball, and then Gary Young Jr. is just going to clean up anything that's there. This is a great situation. You lose 6 or 7 on the first down, and that puts them into a strict passing. They make them one-dimensional. This is what the Raiders have to do.
See if the Ravens even decide to run a play here. We're a little bit off stream, and that will bring us to the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play in this national game of the week, it's the Detroit Ravens 7, the Racine Raiders nothing. We'll be back in a minute. This is the Racine Raiders broadcast.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and